There are a number of child porn possession cases in the news. Recent ones range from nude selfies taken by a teenage girl to a possession case in which a very small number of images were downloaded out of curiosity, to the case of former UVA Associate Dean Michael Morris, who pled guilty this week to the possession and distribution of child pornography. Not speaking of any particular case, just in general, defense attorney Lloyd Snook says that all cases are different, with the most heinous requiring a strong hand.
There are lots of different ways to violate these statutes, and some of them are ways that require a very severe response. Like I say, anybody who creates a video of a child rape, I don't have many good things to say about.
Snook says society and the law struggles with handling the diversity of possessors of child pornography.
We have created this idea that somehow people who possess child pornography are monsters, and they're really not. They're frankly not very much different to all outward appearances from an awful lot of folks that are walking around on the outside.
Sergeant Stephen Anders of the Southern Virginia Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force says an arrest often brings a sense of relief to the perpetrator.
There's a lot of shame and guilt with the use of child pornography, at least in my own personal experience when I interview the men I've had in the cases I've worked. They know it's wrong at one level, even though they're still attracted to it, they still use it. But it's that relief, that weight off their shoulders, because they're not constantly looking over their shoulders anymore.
Within the range of child porn users, Mander says there have been those who want help but have not known how to get it.
And there was one gentleman a couple years ago that we interviewed that, you know, he told us, I've been an alcoholic most of my adult life. I can go to Alcoholics Anonymous to help with that problem. If I'm a drug user and addicted to drugs, I could go to Narcotics Anonymous to help deal with my problem. Is it, who do I go to get help with child pornography?
Attorney Lloyd Snook says, as uncomfortable as it may be to discuss, this is where we need to consider how we treat those caught up in child pornography.
The biggest thing that we can do, the biggest improvement we can make in our system, is to more finely tune how we respond, to treat very harshly the people who create these porn videos, and to create and to treat with some greater discretion the people who merely possess them, and not to lump everybody all in together and treat them the same way.
There is a recent episode of This American Life in which a young pedophile tells his story of seeking help to overcome his addiction, and none could be found. So he created his own support group. We have a link to that, along with this story, on our website, WVTF.org. I'm Tab O'Neill.